Ernie, Misfit Toy, Blaster Goblin. Ernie wants to know about the movie. Misfit Toy wants to know about pandemic work from home. And Blaster Goblin wants to know about energy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to A Greg Away in the Car. It's me, Greg, driving to work. Yesterday, I opened up in the Patreon app, because you can only do the chats in the app. I opened up a new chat room called Greg Away, where people can come in and just shout out topics. I've gotten so many more responses there than I ever get on the Greg Away posts. And so I was looking through it on the way to work, and I saw Ernie, Misfit Toy, and Blaster Goblin put their things in there, and I was like, these are good, let's do it. And then, of course, I can't read them verbatim like I like to do, so I had to just memorize them, and then I started one video, and Blaster Goblin, I totally spaced on yours, but I got it now. Don't worry, energy. So let's start with Ernie's, all right? Ernie in the Patreon Greg Way chat, and it says, basically, hey, Greg. I'm just going to make up the questions now, but they, you know. Hey, Greg, a long time ago, you did a Game Over Greggy show about that you're going to be in a horror movie. Whatever happened with that? You kickstarted it. Whatever happened with that? Well, Ernie, that's a great question. Long time ago, I mean fucking a long time ago, 2015, early Independent Days of Kind of Funny, I backed a Patreon for Nightmare City. A Kickstarter for Nightmare City, which was going to be a zombie movie starring Jimmy Wong, and Lou Ferrigno was going to be in it. And one of the Kickstarter perks they had was be in the movie and get killed by Lou Ferrigno. Like, I forget if I was going to be a zombie or he was going to be a zombie, but I was going to get killed by Lou Ferrigno. And of course, as a big zombie fan and a big Incredible Hulk fan, I was like, yeah, hell yeah, click, do that, bop-a-doop-a-doo. And so I hemmed and hawed for a long time, and then the whole topic on Game Over Greggy about it was, hey, I've done this, and I'm excited about it because I'm taking a chance on someone the same way people took a chance on us, right? This is 2015. This is, I want to say it was even, it was, oh, it was, I missed WrestleMania for this. I booked this on a trip where I had to miss WrestleMania. So that when we're talking, you know, March, April area, right? So like we're early and kind of funny. Anyways, I booked it. I did it. I clicked the button. I said, I want to support people the way they're supporting us. And I got fucking grifted, man. That movie never fucking happened. Here we are, nearly a decade later. I did not get my money back. They always had sob stories on their updates for what was going on with the movie and why it was stuck and what was going on. Da 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 da. I wrote some strongly worded, you know, Patreon messages of hey, I want my money back or whatever. And they always had some, you know, fucking reason or a Kickstarter. God damn it, sorry, it wasn't a Patreon thing. It was a Kickstarter thing. They always had some reason not to. And, they kind of just waited me out on it because, like, I have a million other fucking things going on and it was never at the top of my mind. It was always something like this where it would come around the old carousel of thoughts. And I'm like, hey, wait a second, whatever, you fucking email them, hey, what the hell, man? Like, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, we didn't even have the money. Like, the money's gone. We tried to make this movie, da, 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 da. And it was like, you know, what am I going to do? Sue them? Like, I don't know. Maybe it was a whole scam and they took all the money and yada, 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 but it's like, I don't know, and I never looked into it, and I never ran them down, and I think even then, I think Kickstarter rules are, like, you know, hey, man, you're taking a shot, like, what do you, you know, whatever, I don't know, I don't fucking know, and it's money I would love to have back, I assure you, I'd love to have the money back, so maybe today, I will try to remember my Kickstarter password to go into the thing to then talk to the, to send them another thing, I'm like, what the fuck, because I have no idea what's going on with that project, but that's one of the reasons I don't back a lot of Kickstarters anymore, right? Is like, I will wait for the finished product. I will do the finished thing. I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Which sucks, because I think, you know, a lot of people could look, and I know Patreon and Kickstarter are different, but Kind of Funny doesn't, you know, a large percentage of our operating revenue, right, comes from crowdfunding, comes from supporters like you. But this is why we love Patreon, right? And how I try to explain it to people of like, Patreon is in the thick of it. You're supporting us in the moment. You see where the money's going, you know what I mean? Like, you see what we're doing. And granted, we do the bigger stuff like the thermometer thing, right? And then sometimes a global pandemic comes along and throws off a lot of the objectives. But then we get out there, we're not gonna, Andy just passed me. Andy is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my fucking God, this kid. And he's speeding, but we'll speed too. Don't worry about that. Oh, we're gonna give this kid the fucking business. Don't worry about that. I'm not gonna honk. I'm surrounded by other cars. But eventually, other cars will peel away, and it will be me and Andy, and there will be honking. I say that not actually sure if they're going to do it. I'm going to flash my lights at them. Flashing them again. Now, I could be wrong, and it could be somebody else with an N7 logo, and then, oof, I'll tell you what, we're in trouble. He's lucky I can't get to the bag of shoes, because if I could get to the bag of Ben's shoes, I'd be throwing shoes at his car. You know what I mean? It's a little his sideburns. I'm gonna get real close to him. Maybe I will honk in front of these people. I don't care. Yeah, he sees me. Hey, you! I'm gonna get you! You better hope you're not going where I'm going. I'll kill you! We're gonna get arrested. We're gonna get arrested. So, that sucks. That fucking really, really sucks. I wanted to support something, and I tried, and I took a chance, and it blew up in my face. But I keep opening my heart to people, ladies and gentlemen. But man, most time now for Kickstarter projects, I say, that's a really cool idea. I will just buy the video game. Thank you very much. Oh, like the Ratatatan, right? Like the Patapon successor. Like, I'll buy that. I'm not gonna get in here and get my face in the game or whatever the fuck it was. Yada, yada, yada. All right, so that was Ernie. Now, a lot of stuff's happened, so I think everybody will understand if I forget some things. Next, it was Master Blaster and Goblin Boblin or some shit like that. Anyways, the next question was about the pandemic and work from home. And the question from a very nice Patreon person whose name's escaped me, but you heard him in the beginning because I was trying to remember before Andy got in front of me and I yelled at him, was, of course, hey, Greg, do you miss working from home? Like, now that you have to commute and now that you have the office and blah, 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 do you miss work from home? And the answer is no. I am a man who likes structure and I am a man who likes balance. The hardest thing for me with work from home, and this was mainly when Ben's in the picture, right? Like, because obviously we work from home for, and it's more than a year, I guess, a year and a half before Ben arrived. But like my problem with work from home with Benny always is like being a dad is so stressful. Being a parent is so stressful. Being a dad for the first time to a newborn, obviously incredibly stressful, right? So I had such a hard time of, all right, it's time for we're doing in review, which usually closes out the days, or, kind of funny podcast, whatever the final podcast is that ends around 5 p.m. And it'd be like, all right, bye guys. And I would take off my headset and then immediately go from work mode to dad mode. I was bad at that transition. It would be that I would come upstairs too early, so I'd still be checking my phone and not fully committed to being dad mode. It would be that, something upstairs, Jen needs help. Maybe it was, our nanny wasn't originally staying, as late as she stays now, when I came back to work, and, Ben was still young, and yada, yada. And so there'd be like, a show gets interrupted because Jen needs me or something. Totally understandable. Of course, I'm there. I can help. Let's do something, right? But there was a very flimsy barrier there between work and family life. And I did not like that. I need more structure than that. I think all the time of, being taught in journalism school, the wall between advertising and editorial, right? Of like how those are two very distinct things and yada, yada, yada. Like, for me, that was definitely how I felt with it, where I was just like, I couldn't make that transition fast enough, and when I did make that transition, I felt like I was doing one of them poorly, if that makes sense. So I appreciate having the office over there. I go there, I do the office stuff, and then on the car ride home, I'm listening to music or decompressing or switching into dad mode, da da da. Like, most of the time, I hit that front door and I'm ready to not do anything but be dad. Now, oftentimes that is, I hit that front door and Jen's finishing up dinner, so I sit down next to Ben and I look at emails on my phone or something like that. But it's that I've already put in the 8 hours of work or whatever you want to say, right? Like, I've already had my until 5 o'clock and now I'm just doing gravy on top kind of thing, whatever. That works really well for me. So I like that. I do, of course, I lose, an hour at least of family time, you figure? Well, I guess that's not true. I lose 30 to an hour depending on traffic or whatever, you know what I mean? Because, let's just say I lose 40 to 45 minutes. That sounds more reasonable than what I'm saying. Because I don't think, an hour is super rare. That means, like, somebody's flipped over on 280 over here in Daly City and block 9 lanes of traffic. That doesn't really happen. So anyways, it's good. I like it. I do lose that hour, like I said, but I also feel like I get there and it's quality over quantity, right? I feel like I get there and have a better time with it. And then the final question was from, I think it was Blaster Goblin, right? And it was, hey Greg, you always come back from a vacation with so much energy, why is that? And then the other question was, something like, why don't you, what do you do with that energy when you're on vacation or whatever? And so that's a weird question. So you know, I a long, long time ago, and this was, you know, maybe not the most interesting, or not interesting. A long, long time ago. This is interesting, I think. I don't know. What am I looking for? A long, long time ago, this man on a GameScoop. No, it wasn't GameScoop, was it? A long time ago, me and Damon had been working together for about 9+ months on the old GameScoop. This is when I first started it at the old IGN, right? And I remember one of the first times he went out with me and my ex-wife, and we were talking about something we did on the show, and she was like, Jesus, you guys are fucking ridiculous or whatever. And Damon was like, oh, is he not like this all the time at home? And she was like, no, he's not. He was not fucking doing whatever the hell we were doing and however we were acting, yada, 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 right? And I remember that being surprising to Damon and something I hadn't thought about. And so to this day, I think that's true, where it's like, I go home and I'm not, you know, podcasting to Jen. I'm not being ridiculous and making some weird ass reference. And I mean, I am being ridiculous and I am making weird references, but I'm not presenting and pushing and making the conversation move and go and do the things and being animated and making faces and doing all the stupid stuff I do naturally on camera, right? That's my job, right? So like when I'm off on a vacation, right, like that does just, that is pent up energy that I'm not using and not doing and not presenting and not performing. And like sometimes you'll see it where like we did that Greg Way from the car, me and Jen, right, on our way to Home Depot during our 2 weeks off, where I was getting ridiculous and goofy about something and she wanted a podcast and we just went into it. But you know, it's just not doing my job. So the energy builds up because I don't exercise that muscle. I always talk about this, right? That like, you know, podcasting and performing, as goofy as it sounds, is a muscle, and you do need to work it out, and you do need to take the at-bats, and you do need to practice, and the only way to get better at it is to practice. What I'm doing right now, talking in a, what I feel, natural manner, and carrying a conversation as one man that's been going on for 12 minutes, is not normal. A lot of people think they could do this, and I think you should try it. I think everybody should do it. That's your homework for this weekend. At some point, talk to the camera by yourself. Record it. Do it. If you want, tweet it at me. I'd love to see it. You can do it as if you're talking to me. I would love that. But I think it's harder than most people would think. And I know a lot of you fucking podcasts, so don't come out and be like, look at what I'm doing, Greg, blah, blah, blah. I'm fucking Kyle Stevenson. Blah, 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 blah. And indies. I know you can fucking do it. But I mean, like, somebody who doesn't podcast professionally, or, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have your own goddamn podcast in merch line. Like, I think it is a more difficult thing, right? And so when you're not using it, it's still there. It's still, you know, in the back of my mind. It's still building up. A good example, I think, is when we were in that cabin and I'm reviewing Cyberpunk, right? Like, I'm thinking the entire time I'm playing, or when I'm making food, or, you know, when my mind drifts, of how I'm going to present that review on Gamescast when I come back, of how I'm going to talk to Blessing in Paris about it, and so on and so forth. Like, that's how my mind works in terms of this being my job, and the way I'm sure many of you, not all of you, but many of you, think about on your vacation what you have to do at work, or, you know, just your time off of what you're going to do at work, and how you're probably a different person with your family than you are, you know, whatever your 9-to-5 is. My 9-to-5 just happens to be being the fucking coolest dude on the internet, talking about all this shit he loves. And so, yeah, energy just builds up, and sometimes, you know, I do get to the goofy, laughy, haha, and I mean, I am a crazy motherfucker. Like, I'm definitely crazy with my wife. She definitely has to hear my stupid things and little anecdotes and whatever, but, like, it's not as performative with her, I guess. And so it builds up, yeah, and that's where that energy comes from. And then that's what I do with it. And I beat Andy's fucking ass here. Beat him fucking to death getting to the office before him. What a fucking clown. I hope he's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your final Greg Way of the week. It's been my pleasure to hang out with you. It's been my pleasure to serve you. And until next time, no, I'm playing cool video games.